Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Podcast Network Asia.
Naniniwala ka ba sa kasabihan kung ano ang sinabi ng magulang, yan ang paniniwalaan ng anak? Unfortunately, there are many lies that our parents probably told us that we never really realized. Ano ba yung mga money lies na mga yun? Yan ang pag-uusapan natin sa podcast episode na ito.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang World Coach. Welcome to another Chink Positive Podcast. Sa episode natin ito, we're going to talk about how our parents mindset us with regards to money. Alam mo, from a very young age, ang parents po natin ang primary source ng knowledge po natin and guidance. They shape our money beliefs, values, behaviors, siyempre, and then lalo ng pananaw natin tungkol sa pera. However, minsan, whether we'd admit it or not, yung mga advice nila, no matter how good their intention may be, minsan po ay kapos. Minsan po, imbis na makatulong, lalo pang nakakasama. Bakit po? May mga kasinungalingan po sila na hindi nila alam na inaitpasa at naituro po sa atin. That's the reason why sa episode natin ito, kung may papel at ballpen kayo, I highly recommend that you take down notes. That's number one. And I want you to think, reflect, and apply if this applies to you. Let's talk about number one, money lie na nasabi probably sa'yo. Money is hard to earn. Narinig nyo na, ang perang napakahirap kitain. Alam mo, ito lang po ang na-realize ko sa buhay. Yes, mahirap kitain pag di mo alam. Madaling kitain pag alam mo na. Mahirap mag-drive pag di mo alam. Pero parang marunong ka mag-drive, madali na. Mahirap magluto pag di mo alam. Pero pag marunong ka na, madali na. Agree? So kung tutuusin, yes, mahirap siyang kitain. Bakit? Kasi hindi mo lang alam ang ginagawa mo. Kaya nga ang solusyon, hindi magreklamo. Ang solusyon, pag-aralan. Dahil ako naniniwala ang pagyaman ay napag-aaralan. Ang pagnenegosyo ay napag-aaralan. Ang pagiging doktor na pag-aaralan. Pagiging abogado ng pag-aaralan. Lahat ay napag-aaralan. Agree? So first things first, if you are a parent out there, I want you to start changing your perception with regards to money. Ang pera, hindi mahirap kitain kung alam mo. Kaya turuan natin ang ating mga anak na matuto. Number two, ito na. Narinig nyo na itong kasabihan na ito. Masyado ka naman ambisyoso. You're too ambitious. Some parents may discourage their children to get ambitious goals. And the reason why, ito lang naman po, the reason why they are trying to discourage, it's not because they're trying to be negative, because they just want to protect us from disappointment or failure. Agree? Ganun naman tayo mga magulang, okay na, okay ka na dyan. Pero alam mo, para tayo magtagumpay sa buhay, ambition and drive are essential ingredient for success. Agree or disagree? Pag walang ambisyon ng ang isang tao, wala na talagang drive yan. Hindi na mangangarap yan. Diba? At the same time, always remember this. Once you have ambition, you have power. You have power in the future. Diba? Nagkakaroon ka ng hope eh. When there's hope in the future, there's power right now in the present. When there's no hope in the future, there's no power in the present. Kaya nga, that's the second biggest lie that probably our parents told us. Ah, masyado kang ambisyoso. Huwag ka naman ganun mangarap. Grabe ka naman. Yabang-yabang mo. Third, lie. Probably nasabi ng parents mo na hindi mo napapansin. Alam mo anak, magtrabaho ka na lang. Mag-aral ka mabuti para maghanap ka ng trabaho. Oo. Eh, hindi naman tayo negosyante. Ang negosyo ay hindi para sa atin. Sumubok na ako, nalugi na ako. Narinig niyo na ba yun? Ito lang po ang reality. It doesn't mean to say na ang mga magulang mo hindi naging successful na negosyante, ipapasa po siya. Hindi minamana po yun. Yung failure ay hindi minamana. Ang minamana mo lang is maling paniniwala. Parents who are not entrepreneurs themselves, no, may convey this message. But this is, again, what I've learned in life. Diba? Napag-aaralan ang pagninegosyo. Diba? Kung hindi ka marunong, pag-aralan mo. Or if not naman, maghanap ka ng magagaling na mga business people who can coach you and guide you. You just imagine this. If there is a book, if there's a book ng lahat ng secret ni Henry C. ng mga billionaire na sa loob ng isang libro, at ituturo sa iyo step-by-step guide kung paano maging successful na negosyante, sa palagay mo, magiging successful ba? Kaba ako natuto ka? Of course! Kaya kahit di ka negosyante, pero pag ikaw natuto ka sa mga magaling na negosyante, magiging successful ka. Ang kailangan mo lang is the willingness to learn, the willingness to listen, the willingness to really take risk. Yan ang importante. Pang-apat na malaking kasinungalingan na sinasabi ng ating mga magulang is this. Wala tayong pera. Wala akong pera. We don't have money. Ito lang po ang reality. Pag parati mong sinasabi na wala kang pera, nagsinungaling ka. Bakit ko sinabi nagsinungaling ang magulang natin? Maghanap ka ng pera sa bahay kahit piso. May pera yan. May pera yan kahit piso. Agree? Yes. So, anong ang tawag mo sa piso? Di ba pera? So, ang problema niya, hindi dahil wala siyang pera. Ang problema niya, dahil wala pa sa budget. Do you agree? Iba po yung wala kang pera. Iba yung wala pa sa budget. Minsan kasi sinasabi natin, pinaparamdam natin sa anak natin yung mahirap ang sitwasyon natin. Well, tama po siya, pero ito po, ito po ay nagtatanggal minsan ng pag-asa. Ito po ay siyempre nagpapakita ng kahirapan sa buhay. Ito po ay minsan nagre-represent na parang wala ng pag-asa. Kaya wag na wag niyo sasabihin na wala kayong pera. Ang sinasabi mo, wala pa sa budget, pero gagawa tayo ng paraan para tayo ay magkapera. Malaking pagbabago dyan. Are you learning so far? Grabe, no? Itong habang sinishare ko itong mga sinasabi ng mga magulang natin sa podcast episode na ito, relate na relate ako dito kasi kadalasan naririnig ko ito yung sa mga magulang ko. Kayo, nakaka-relate ba kayo? Type relate sa comment section or if not naman, just give me a nod. Ito pa, ang matindi na madalas ko naririnig. Oo, huwag ka masyadong focus sa pera. Kasi ang pera ang ugat ng kasamaan. Money is the root of all evil. Narinig niyo na yun? Ito ang na-realize ko. Money is not the root of all evil. Bakit po? Eh, nagbago nga ugali ng tao. Tingnan mo nung yumaman lang. Honestly, ito na nga. This is between you and me. Money cannot change a person, but money can sure reveal a person. Ang pera hindi kayang baguhin ng tao, pero ang pera kayang ilabas ang tunay niyang pagkatao. Ang pera ay neutral yan, para lang siyang punyal or let's say kitchen knife, di ba? Ang kitchen knife, pwede mong gamitin pang gayat ng pagkain, pwede mo rin gamitin pang hold up at pantutok at pwede rin makapatay yan. Depende sa humawak yan. Ganun din po ang pera. Ang pera, pag ginamit mo para makatulong sa kapwa, ito ay pagpapala. Pag ang pera, ginamit mo naman para ikaw naman ay manamantala ng ibang tao, ayun po may problema. So money is not the root of all evil, but it is the love of money. So kailangan balikan po natin yan. And another popular na narinig natin sa mga magulang po natin, ito yung mga sabihan. Pag may pinabibili tayo, nako, ang mahal-mahal niyan. Hindi natin kayang bilhin yan. We will never be able to afford it. Narinig niyo na yun? Mahal siya. Di ba, hindi ko makalimutan, lalo na pag pumunta tayo ng mall natin na may mga babasagin. Ay, naku, kamalikot siya na pag mabasag mo yan. Di ba? Iiwan kita. So, pagka sinasabi natin mahal ang isang bagay, alam mo ang mangyayari dyan, we are already telling them that you cannot be able to get out of your financial situation. Ito lang ang challenge ko sa inyo mga magulang nakikinig ngayon, ha? O ikaw, anak ka, narinig mo nito. Instead of focus on limitation, why don't we set our financial goals. Ito ang nangyayari, imbis na paliit natin ang ating pangarap para magkasya sa ating kita, bakit hindi na lang natin palakihin ang ating kita para magkasya sa ating pangarap? Diba? Dapat yun po ang gawin po natin.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Kaya ang mga friendship, sa lahat ng sinabi ko po sa inyo, from 1 to 6, ano yung mga money lies probably na nasabi sa inyo magulang mo, mahirap ba kumita ng pera? Ngayon na-realize ko hindi mahirap, di ba? Ang mahirap lang naman sa umpisa eh, pag hindi mo alam, pero pag natuto ka madali na. Number 2, masyado kang ambisyoso. Walang masama na mag-ambisyon. Kaya nga sinabi, libre naman mangarap at ayaw mong mangarap ng malaki. Number 3, hindi naman tayo negosyante. Ang pagninegosyo at pagyaman na pag-aaralan. Number 4, wala tayong pera. Eh, hindi, magkakapera ka. Diba? Magkakapera ka kung gumawa ka ng paraan at natuto ka. Number 5, money is the root of all evil. Diba? Hindi naman pera talaga ang ugat ng kasamaan. Ang taong mahawak ng pera, yan ang ugat ng kasamaan. Number 6, you will never be able to afford it. Masyado siyang mahal. No. I will be able to afford it. Sa tamang panahon, pag ako ay nakaipon, pag gumawa ko ng paraan, katulad ko ngayon, afford ko na yung mga gamit. So, ito lang po ah. While our parents guide and shapes our world right now, it is very important for you to challenge, ikaw na nakikinig at nanonood sa podcast na ito, you should challenge the misconceptions and outdated notions about money. Bakit? Kung hindi mo challenge at binago ang pananaw mo tungkol sa pera, alam mo mangyayari niyan? Ito lang, nakakalungkot friendship. May ipapasa mo sa anak mo. Ang sunod na naman maghihirap at narinig naman sinasabi ulit ng magulang mo, sasabihin mo lang ulit at uulitin mo. And I don't want that to happen to you, mga kaiponaryos. You being part of my community, you being listening to my podcast, starting today, I want you to change your belief system about money. And as parents and caregivers or mentors, I encourage you, mga magulang, tayo naman po ang magbigay ng tamang karunungan at tamang pag-asa po sa sunod na henerasyon. Imbis na nakawin natin ang kanilang pangarap, dapat suportahan natin ang kanilang pangarap. Sana naman naliwanagan po kayo sa episode na ito about money lies that we've been hearing from our parents. Kung nagustuhan niyo tong episode na ito, please type sa comment section ng part 2. Part 2 po. If you like a part 2 episode of this episode, please tell me so that I'll be able to create a part 2 of this. Thank you very much for tuning in my Ching Positive Podcast. Please don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. As I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always Ching Positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Ching Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always, Ching Positive!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.